KW Cruise 102.1 FM here live at North Huron High School, the home of the Warriors, for a holiday classic matchup once again. Eddie Fury here along with Eric Guyton and Paul Adams of the Huron Daily Tribune, sports editor who happens to be on vacation, but I pulled him out because he pulled me out to go see a Little Caesars Pizza Bowl last night, actually 24 hours ago from this time right now, Paul.
Yeah, that was a good time last night. Pitt with the big win over Bowling Green came right down to the last minute. Your first bowl game, I have a streak going since 2002. I haven't missed one of those games. And, as you can attest, if you give it a chance and go see a couple teams that you really don't know much about, it can be a lot of fun.
And it is a holiday classic here because, Eric, these two teams have been playing against each other on this day. Upley, North Huron, this is a traditional matchup in the early season for high school boys basketball action.
Yeah, it surely really does more or less becoming a tradition. Upley, I do believe, over the last couple years has the advantage. But this one really could be anybody's game. North Huron's coming in 2-3. Upley hasn't won yet, but they're looking for their first win. They're 0-3 right now, so it definitely could be anybody's ball game.
Actually, Upley's kind of had some growing pains here in the last couple of years here, Paul.
Yeah, Upley's definitely taken a downtick, but that's what you get when you have a small public school like Upley. You can't sustain that kind of success forever, and Coach Ken Piccola is kind of, he's presented with a rebuilding project right now. And the biggest thing for the Bearcats is there's no consistent scorer right now. They have really struggled to score despite their distinct height advantage. They just can't seem to get things going on the offensive end. And on the flip side of it, North Huron really has a three-headed monster, and really headed up by their two top players, Kyle Case and
Nick Goretzky.
Nick Goretzky, I'm sorry. I was looking at the other name, but the Kyle Case is we were talking before the game. He's Mr. Do Everything for the Warriors. Leads them in points, rebounds, assists, and pretty much everything else. And Goretzky is a great complimentary player. Goretzky was a little bit hurt, missed a couple games. He's back now, and the Warriors really need him to take some of that pressure off Case.
And this is a Class D versus Class C matchup, but that kind of goes out the window here. Both these teams, this is a very key game for them both. They just love to play each other during this special holiday classic. In fact, a former player, Marshall Leibrandt, player of the year 2 years in a row, is here tonight.
Yeah.
All the way from Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Yeah, Marshall, he just informed us he's no longer playing
at Air Force.
At Air Force, but he's still pursuing his dream there at the academy. This has produced some really great games over the years. We got to see Sean Clancy in this. We got to see Clancy and Leibrandt go against each other a couple of years. So, yeah, it's been really good. It's going to be a good test to see where both of these teams are at last game of the year for both of them.
And you really do like to see a win off this really brings momentum into the next start of the season. It's almost a new season because you're basically starting a new year.
Tonight's broadcast brought to you by McVeigh Insurance Agency, a Bad Axe Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the thumb, D&M Cabinet, Finding and Schmidt Insurance Agency of Port Austin, Port Austin State Bank, Upley Motor Service, Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kendi, Upley Family Fitness Center, and Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular is one of our cellular transmissions of our games throughout the season also. We'll be right back for the start of this game here on Cruise 102.1. It is the Upley Bearcats at the North Huron Warriors.
So, your kids are growing up fast. It happens to everyone. Seems like just last year they were asking for a new doll or toy, and soon they'll be bugging you for a new car. But right now, it's time to start thinking about a cell phone. Thumb Cellular is here to help. Introducing the Starter Plan. Unlimited text messaging and home mobile-to-mobile for just $14.99 a month. You heard right, $14.99 a month to get your child set up with a cell phone perfect for staying in touch with parents, relatives, and friends alike. And you can choose one of two different phones for free when you add a starter phone to your existing Thumb Cellular account. Terms of service apply. Your kids may not be ready for that new car just yet, but they can grow up, one step at a time. This Christmas season, choose the Starter Plan. Just $14.99 a month from Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Talk of the thumb.
Your
number one Ubley Bearcats sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com. Or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the LD Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
Welcome back to WLW Cruise 102.1, our game of the night here for high school boys basketball action. Ubley at the North Huron Warriors, and here is your starting lineup with Eric Iden.
Number 12, Jeffrey Wright, the sophomore guard, 5'11". Number 14, Austin Burton, 12th grade, off the guard. Number 22, Kurt Kabaki, the junior guard. 34, Tyler Brandell, the senior forward, and the big man, number 54 for Ubley, Trenton Morrell. He's the senior center at 6'9". Over at North Huron, Nick Oreski, number 10, 6'. Number 12, Mike Strzeski, the guard. Number 22, Kyle Case. 24, Tim Ives. And 44, Brandon Moore.
Jump ball was won by Ubley, went out of bounds. Eric Iding and Paul Adams here with us. Holiday break here with this Holiday Classic game here for high school boys basketball action. Ubley at North Huron, and they'll redo the jump ball.
Ubley with it, hit the ball now, right now. Number 12, Jeffrey Wright with it. Quick pass to number 14, Austin Burton for the Bearcats.
And that will look like it was a three-pointer there by the Ubley Bearcats.
Jeffrey Wright.
Yep. Making it 3-0, and North Hamill tried to go for a fast break by number 24 with the miss. Back to Ubley's strong side. 3-0, Ubley with the lead.
54, Trenton Morrell in for the number 54, Trenton Morrell in for Ubley with the nice spin-around two-pointer. North Huron with the ball now. Goretzky driving pass to the left to Kyle Case. Kyle Case driving all the way across, missed it. But number 34 for Ubley, Tyler Brandell, comes up with the rebound.
5-0, under 7 to go here in the first quarter.
North Huron with the ball now. Nick Goretzky crossing the timeline, pass to the left to Tim Ives. Tim Ives looking to set up a play. Ives bringing out the defense, pass to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore backing down, threw it into traffic and stolen by Ubley.
Eric, you had mentioned some of these teams have some trouble with turnovers also.
Sure thing, Ubley now with it. Jeffrey Wright on the right side for the Bearcats, bringing the ball back. Drives it to the right, pass it into the big man, Morrell. Morrell shoots it, misses. Rebound by Kyle Case. Kyle looking for the nice drive, passed it off to 24. Tim Ives with the easy bucket. That's 5-2, the Bearcats leading it.
That was a real nice decision by Case there. North Huron's gone in the paint twice, and Morrell's swatted one and altered the shot of another. Case did a nice job passing that out, and Ives had a nice little jumper.
Morrell had the ball stolen away from Kyle Case. Kyle drives it, lays it in for the easy bucket. 5-4, the Bearcats.